This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Nick Reese. Our next guest is Jill Sears. Jill is the Diversity and Inclusion Manager for Melbourne Water. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you, and great to be joining you on Saturday Magazine.
Now, we've been making a little bit of a, not a joke, but, you know, talking about queer trees. But there's a tree planting day that is, and correct me if I'm wrong, which is for the LGBTQIA community to participate in. Tell us about this, Jill.
Yeah, so you're spot on. There is, in fact, a tree planting day, just as you've described. So we will be holding that event tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Brooklyn, next to the Metropolitan Outfall Sewer and Federation Trail, and we'll be getting ready to plant more than 700 trees. We've invited the LGBTIQ+A community and friends and allies to join us. And our waterways and catchment crews will be preparing the site probably as we speak, digging some holes so that it's fairly easy work for people. And our Melbourne Water employees will be on hand to provide all the tools that our participants need, and employees across our organisation, including our LGBTIQ+ employee network, Refract members and allies, will be there to host participants. So we're really looking forward to creating a really relaxed and welcoming and fun environment for people to enjoy sort of tree planting and connection.
What sort of trees, Jill? Hopefully something that will grow out to be very colourful.
Well, I'm sure they will be colourful, probably all shades of green predominantly, but these will be native trees. And also some shrubs. So in that particular area, there's a rare butterfly, the Altona skipper butterfly, which doesn't live anywhere else but this area. So we'll also be looking to actually support the habitat and planting that will really encourage the spread of those butterflies into the broader area there.
It's a wonderful work that you're doing, Jill. Melbourne's waterways were once wonderful corridors for wildlife, but since the growth of Melbourne over the last century and a half, they have become extremely degraded. But through the work you and others are doing, we are rewilding Melbourne's waterways. And so we can see new species coming back, like the Pobblebonk frog, so named because of its distinctive croak.
Oh.
And so wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to walk the waterways of Melbourne and once again hear the croak of the Pobblebonk frog?
Yeah, so look, we really are in such a wonderful position at Melbourne Water to be able to really contribute, to that and the environment sort of more broadly in a whole range of different ways. And we take that really seriously. Our people are really passionate about this work and also passionate about the community and connecting with the community. So this is a great event for us to be holding.
And just to be clear, you don't need to be an expert on tree planting. You don't need to go and bone up on agriculture. You can come along and participate as an amateur.
Oh, absolutely. So there are no prerequisites or no skills required. We can, as I say, we're going to have our Melbourne Water employees on hand to provide, well, not only to host, but also to provide a bit of support. We'll have all the tools that people need, and we will provide a little bit of instruction at the front end of the day, just to ensure that everyone can plant safely.
So there's how many trees, Jill? 700? Is that right?
There's going to be 700 trees that we're going to be planting in this area tomorrow. We have been doing a lot of work in this particular area over quite a substantial period of time. But tomorrow our focus is going to be on getting those 700 trees and shrubs into the ground.
I'm just wondering, Nick, where this is, how close is that to where Green Line will finish? The Melbourne City Council work on the Yarra, the 4 kilometres, is it?
Yes, it is. The Green Line project is a wonderful project which will involve some rewilding of the Yarra River through the central city there. It'll also create a promenade that will run all the way from Birrung Ma down to Docklands and do for the north bank of the Yarra what the south bank promenade did 3 decades ago. The Corroit Creek is a couple of kilometres away from there, but like the Yarra River or the Birrarung, it's a beautiful Melbourne waterway.
Perhaps, if I might, I'll throw this in there, Jill, perhaps Melbourne Water and the other councils and the City of Melbourne might be able to work together to join these two areas up. That would imagine that.
Well, Macca, that's one of the things that we just love to do at Melbourne Water is to work in collaboration with our partners. We do a lot of work with councils and we're great friends of the Melbourne City Council and many of the other city councils in our area we work very closely with and collaborate whenever we can, linking arms to really deliver what is a beautiful city.
I had a bit of a Melbourne Water general question, Jill. How are our water storages at the moment? I would imagine they'd actually be pretty full, surely.
I think they're looking pretty good at the moment, but regardless of how full they are, we still need to take great care with how we use water and ensure that we're really looking after the water that we have available, ensuring that we're not overusing, spending too much time in the shower or watering concrete or washing cars on concrete. So, just some taking, the right proportions to ensure that we're conserving water wherever we can.
So again, Jill, what time does it start tomorrow?
We'll be kicking off at 10 o'clock and we'll be planting through to about 11:30, and then there'll be an opportunity for us to stand back and appreciate our work and admire, what we've created together. And then share some conversations, some light refreshments before finishing up at around about 12.
And the location again, Jill?
Yeah, the location is in Brooklyn. And we do need people to register so that we can ensure that we're providing a COVID-safe event. So you can jump onto Eventbrite and just search for Melbourne events for tomorrow. You punch in the words planting, the event comes up as the number one there.
Great.
And you can easily register. That includes all of the details, parking and so on as well. And we'll be out there at Brooklyn tomorrow from 10 a.m.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. You don't need to bone up on trees. Just get onto the Eventbrite website, register, get along and have some fun and do some good for Melbourne's environment and that wonderful waterway, the Corroit Creek, followed by refreshments afterwards.
There you go. Thank you. We've been speaking with Jill Sears. Jill is the Diversity and Inclusion Manager at Melbourne Water. Have a good day tomorrow. Happy planting and hopefully the weather stays good for you.
Thanks, Macca. Thanks, Nick.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.